But it's interesting. Interesting for sure. And I'd say, I just can't see in the camo hat. Like, Ashley's going to get her camo hat in a minute, but I can't see you really in the...
It's probably not my thing. I'm interested to see what the camo hat's looking like, if it could be something that I could rock, but it's not really... It's not really my area of expertise. I don't think I'm Southern enough for the camo hat, unfortunately.
Yeah. I had a sociological experiment during the break. Catching back up with our Adams Groving text line. By the way, Philpott joins us in about 15 minutes, and so we'll get him from Dallas in the TCU-SMU game.
Furry day.
But I'm got a sociological experiment going on right now, and this is from 6444, who's a Georgia fan. Let me remind you that whenever I say anything bad about Georgia,
oh boy,
I get jumped. Well, we beat Clemson.
We hadn't hit the Georgia tangent yet this week. We hadn't hit our quota.
No.
Let's hit it.
But I could talk an hour of Georgia football and not mention the word Clemson at all. And if I say one negative word in an hour, it's about, well, we beat Clemson. It's like, man, I'm not talking about Clemson. I'm talking about Georgia. And so when I say anything that might be, and oh, by the way, I'm only parroting and trumpeting what I've heard from others on their message board and what I've heard from Kirby Smart say. And no one jumps Kirby about it, but every one of these guys jumped me about it. So what I say is, I think Georgia, and I'm being honest, I don't troll any on my show. I don't do believe in that. I'm not smart enough to troll. I honestly tell you what I think about everything, and I think Georgia is going to absolutely walk Alabama's dog next week. I think they are going to boat race Alabama next week, wood chip Alabama next week. So I say something really nice about taking care of this 10 years of kryptonite and paying them back for all of the – going to a funeral and paying them back for Derrick Henry still not running, or stopping the run, and Jake Coker beating up on them. And so I think, man, Georgia's better than Alabama. It's a bad year for Alabama. Alabama looked bad in Tallahassee, and Georgia's going to just boat race them, right? And it's 64-44. It gives me this. Mick, are you trolling Georgia by predicting a big win over Alabama? I can't even say anything nice about them. I say bad things about them, I get ripped. I say something nice about them, and now I'm trolling. Like, what? I'm not smart enough to troll. I don't have time enough to troll. I don't have any interest in trolling. But now I say that they're going to beat Alabama, and now I got to hear about, oh, you're just trolling us now. No! What's a man to do?
I feel like we do this every week. I feel like this is Groundhog Day.
What is a man?
The Georgia text line versus Mickey. This isn't just this texter. This comes in from many people.
50.
I don't know about 50.
No, but at least 20.
There's enough.
All right. I don't know. What do you do? I can't say anything nice about it. I know what I can do, Sam. If I get, and I got this advice from a texter right now. If I get in trouble for saying anything nice about Georgia, and I get in trouble for saying anything negative about Georgia, then there's only one answer. Just don't talk about Georgia. A frequent texter says, do they not have Georgia radio shows? And I think, I don't care. I want Georgia fans to listen. But if I can't say anything nice about you, and I can't say anything mean about you, then why am I talking about you?
I think Georgia's going to win. I'm going to be at the game. I'm excited.
You're going?
Yeah. This is a good one for my sister to actually land me a ticket for.
Now, let me ask you this. You wearing your red polyesters?
Yeah, the 100% polyester red and black fans.
88 degrees.
No, I will not. I will not be. I will be going into this game in a neutral fan setting.
Will you bark?
I will not be barking, no.
We say, go, dog.
I was actually planning to do. I was planning to do the frat boy thing where they get down. You know, you've seen the videos of them down on all fours and barking at Alabama fans. I was actually planning to do that at like 7 a.m.
Let me be honest with you. All right, I am a non-violent man.
Oh boy,
I don't believe in violence. If a college kid comes at me, barking and getting close to me, I'm kicking him in the throat. Like, I'm taking him down.
Ashley, don't do this. You're taking notes. Do not do this.
I'm just telling you.
They say if someone's about to attack you, you just start barking, and then they won't.
I mean...
What if the attacker is the one barking?
I would say a grown man, but a grown man doesn't bark.
I will be wearing my 100% polyesters, my red and black Temu Georgia pants that you've coined for me, and I'll get down and start barking at people.
It would be different if, like, a bulldog was, like, this big, aggressive dog that bites people in it and it can hurt people. And all. Like, it's a tiny little sack of skin. Anyway, and that's not a troll. I mean, I'm joking.
They're going to win. I think they're going to win by
10-15. They're going to win the game. Yeah. But now, will you be – you're not pulling for Alabama?
I'm not pulling for anyone. I hope both teams have fun.
How do you go to a game and not pull for someone?
I don't particularly love either program. So, I mean, you're going whatever just happens –
the experience.
I mean, if my sister cared more, maybe I'd root for UGA, but she doesn't care. She didn't even care if they win. So she's just going for the fun of it. So I will be going to enjoy the fact that I'm in the stadium for that game.
I told you this before. I don't know if I told you, but I've told other people before. It's like Texas Tech and Utah right now, I don't know who I'm pulling for. And I'm not going to watch the game because let me tell you the game I'll watch. I'm going to be at Clemson tomorrow for that one. So when I get home tomorrow, okay, I'll pull for Purdue against Notre Dame. Let me find a game that I don't care who wins. Illinois and Indiana.
Everyone have fun.
All right. I don't care who wins the Illinois-Indiana game. All right? When I turn on NBC tomorrow night at 7:30, I'll have to pull for one of the two teams. I cannot watch a game and not have a rooting interest. And I'm not gambling on it. I don't care about my picks. I don't even know who I picked. But, like, simple to tell. And it might be uniform. It might be a player make a player. It might be, and it might be pulling against one of the teams. Like one team might be have a bunch of showboats or whatever is doing some unsportsmanlike. I don't know. But Sam, can you sit down and watch a game and not pull for somebody? I can't do it.
I can. Yeah, I can sit down and just root for the game to be entertaining. Like that Illinois Indiana game, I'm going to be rooting for Illinois to win that one. Full transparency. But
why?
Like, well, because I'm a Purdue guy. But on the other side, that Texas Tech Utah game, I don't care who.
Illinois Indiana.
Yeah.
You say you're pulling for
Illinois.
Because Purdue hates Indiana.
Yeah, okay. And I don't hate Indiana quite as much as a lot of Purdue guys, like my dad would probably be rooting heavily for one team in that game.
All right.
But I think for most of the games each any given week, like Georgia Tennessee last week, I didn't care who won. I just enjoyed the fact that was a ridiculous game. If it doesn't have my team in it, I want to be entertained. I'll find a team to root for at some point during the game, probably.
I was pulling for Georgia.
Oh, I know you were, but I was rooting. I was rooting for some fun, and I had fun.
Here's what we do around my house. Every Saturday morning, or sometimes on Friday nights, if there's a bunch of games on, I'll look at my wife and I'll look at my son. My daughter doesn't play this game yet. She's only two. Like, she can't play the game. I'll look at my son, look at my wife, and I'll go, "Who are you pulling for? Texas Tech or Utah?" And they'll pick it. They'll have to pick one. Who are you pulling for? Oregon State. So we don't pick games, we don't keep up with it, but I want to know, and I can almost tell you like why my wife chooses one. My wife, there's several teams she doesn't like. She didn't know any players, any coaches or anything, but like she knows a little bit about the history or something like that. And my kid, basically it might be uniforms, my son, it might be uniforms, it might be, and it makes no rhyme or reason. Like on our fridge right now, we've got Alabama coloring book, like picture Alabama and New York Yankees, like he colored things out. But my son went through this thing where he loved Auburn for about 10 days. And so we're up at Dollywood, and this Auburn guy comes up, and he's sitting across from the table eating from us, and my son goes up and like, "Man, I love Auburn. Go Auburn. War Eagle." And then, honest to goodness, and then 10 days later, Auburn is playing somebody in softball or baseball. And he's like, "Man, I hate Auburn." And so, but I'm teaching my son, like, you have to watch a game and pull for somebody.
Did he get his hands on Cam Newton highlights somehow? That's got to turn you on to Auburn. I tend to root for whatever the funniest outcome possibly can be in a game where I don't care.
Oh, yeah, miserable fan bases.
Whatever the funniest possible outcome. I don't really care who wins it, but the funniest possible outcome.
Like, you're pulling for Tulane tomorrow.
Oh, it would be hilarious. Yeah, Tulane winning would be absolutely ridiculously funny.
Yeah.
Underdog or funniest thing possible.
I like.
But in a game where it's even, I don't care. I just want a good game.
Not me. I got to vote for somebody. Let me get Chad in Columbia, 654 Roar. Good morning, Chad. How you doing?
Nick, I'm about to put Sam on probation. I mean,
here we go.
You can't say the word root. You notice how Mickey says you pull for somebody?
Yeah, he says root.
When you say you're rooting for somebody, that's a Yankee thing, dude. Stop saying root for them. It makes it seem like you don't know ball. I'll get your thoughts. Take a listen.
You've been caught out.
This is what happens.
Yeah, root. No more roots, okay?
I might just say it just to make Chad mad.
I've got to stop Will Clanton on something, too, and I hadn't talked to him about it, but since we're calling out producers, Will will say, like in the Detroit and Guardians game, Will will say, yeah, Cleveland won that game 1-3.
Oh, that drives me nuts.
Oh, you can't say that.
That drives me nuts. Texter points out, I love a good hate watch. There's nothing better than a good
hate
watch.
I love hate watches.
How many times has Mickey brought up how many texts he gets when Manchester United plays?
Oh, this is unbelievable.
There is nothing better than a good hate watch. It's almost more fun watching a team you hate lose than a team you like win.
All right, let me give you another one, Sam, that goes along with Root. You can't – I can't stand when someone says this. What are you going to watch the game tomorrow, the Oregon versus Oregon State? We're talking about versus.
Yeah.
You get that sometimes, though?
Yeah, I do it's versus for me.
It's versus. Okay. But
or
now
at.
So did you accept the no root policy on the station, or are you going to buck that?
I'm going to do it just to annoy Chad.
Okay. Out of spite. Spite is a great motivator.
Yeah. Good, Peanut man. Says we got to southernize Sam. It's probably – I've been here how many years? 10-plus, decade-plus. If it hasn't happened yet, we might be out of luck.
Yeah.
Root might be locked into vernacular for me.
Texture says this, 1584 says, my father-in-law always says a team is leading, not winning.
That's okay. That's fine.
Root is what hogs do, according to one of our 2365. Yeah, you don't want to root all through all that. All right, yeah, we got to get you to pull for rather than root.
I'm rooting for Chad on this.
Root. Just wonder what Chad says in Take Me Out the Ballpark, the ball game. He goes, pull for, rather than root for the home team. 1971 says, I'm rooting for Chad on this. I am too. I'm going to break you of that. You're the bucking Bronco. I'm going to break you through all that. Finally, before we get to Philpott, even as we got your thoughts on Penn State and Oregon.
Excited.
I am as well. I would just tell you this. I think that the home field advantage, if the game was in Oregon, I'd pick Oregon. I don't know about Whiteout and Penn State. I don't know if Oregon could go into that environment and win.
Can Penn State rather throw the football? They have not really done well so far this year throwing the ball.
They've been slightly... I was kind of sputtering a little bit at times, too. Short break. We'll come back. Roy Philpott's in the Lone Star State. We'll get his thoughts on the rivalry game tomorrow between SMU and TCU right after this.
Attention, listeners. Are you ready to drop up to 20 pounds or more by the new year? At PhD Weight Loss, they've cracked the code with the Metabolic Reset System, and it helped me lose 67 pounds in only 26 weeks. The PhD plan helps you burn fat first, not sugar. No starving, no risky drugs, no endless workouts. Just a smarter system that resets your metabolism. And for radio listeners only, they're making the deal even better. They'll waive your consultation fee. You'll get 2 extra weeks of the program for free. They'll even cover the cost of your food during the program. And just for booking, you'll receive their 5 Steps to Reset the Scale book for free. But don't wait. This guarantee and bonus package is only for the next 25 callers. Give them a call today, 864-644-1900, and mention code New Year. That's 864-644-1900. PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Draw Floor Coatings. And we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower. The list goes on, and we're going to inspect it for free.
The plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Time Plumber.
You can feel it in the air. Football is back, and the best place to make picks and win money all season long is Underdog. It is one of my favorite ways to enjoy a night of sports. Just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, interceptions, things like that. If you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your money, and you only need $1 to play. That's it. As little as a dollar. It's that simple. I love playing Underdog with baseball. I love it with basketball. Football, man, football is the best. Download the app today and sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms underscore DFS underscore .html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
Hey, it's Walt. Forget the 12-hour drive to Buffalo. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Walden is serving the real deal. Stone oven pizza, thicker than New York City. Never doughy, just that perfect crust. The wings, crispy, juicy, and loaded with that buttery, spicy buffalo kick. And if you've never had one, order the legendary beef on weck. You'll thank me later. Moretti's, just off I-385 on East Butler Road in Walden. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider. From the type of roof you have, to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tuning in from the car?
Flips it for the touchdown!
Stay connected to The Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download The Roar app on your phone by searching WCCP-FM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, TheRoarFM.com/listen.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves.
When you come into Clemson this tonight for soccer and getting ahead of the crowd for a noon game, stop by Tiger Sports Shop. When you, before the game tomorrow, after the game tomorrow, or on Sunday, you're hanging around Tiger Sports Shop. All of the tees, all of the hats, all of the Lululemon stuff, you've got the comfort tees, all the collections. The collection stuff's just getting, anybody who makes anything now, Cutter Bucket, Columbian Champion, and Johnny O, and Tommy Bahama, and Antigua, and they got the Grateful Dead stuff. They've got all of the Hey Dudes, and Southern Tides, and Yetis, and Russell Athletics, and Nikes, and Tiger Sports Shop. Everybody that makes anything, they've got it now at Tiger Sports. 50th anniversary, College Avenue, Tiger Boulevard, online. Do pre-shopping, then you know what you want when you walk in. Tiger Sports and TigerSports.com. To our guest lines, Roy Philpott, ESPN play-by-play voice, who was in the Lone Star State of Texas. Good morning, Roy. How you doing this morning?
Mickey, doing well. Hope you guys are, too, back at the world headquarters there at 105.5.
The world headquarters meet with the big dog on a sunsplash day today. All right. Last week, reviewing it, you didn't have – this is where you're talented. You made the statement one time that a monkey can host a sports talk show in the fall. It's the summertime where you earn your money. You had to earn your money last week in a 42-3 win in Philadelphia, Oklahoma and Temple. impressions of what you saw from Oklahoma? Any lasting memories of that coming off the big win against Michigan?
I mean, you know, I really believe Oklahoma is going to turn out to be one of the better teams in the SEC. I think that they're going to be a playoff team. You know, we saw this week John Mateer's Heisman odds really skyrocketing. Mickey, I think he is arguably one of the top two quarterbacks in college football right now with Carson Beck. All subject to change week in and week out, as you know, but was very impressed with them. I love talking with Brent Venables. You know, I think we mentioned last week we spoke to him for like 40 minutes over a Zoom, and we probably got in three questions. You know, he just was going and was going, and I think he really likes this team. So my big takeaway is that OU is legitimate. I do think that they're going to handle Auburn this weekend, and we'll see. We'll see. You know, the schedule is tough, but I think they're better than most of the teams they're going to see. So I think that's something to watch. And John Mateer, man, he had a jump pass last week that they've shown on a lot of highlights, you know, previewing that Auburn game this weekend. He had a jump pass that was just like, what is this? Like, you just don't see it. There's a little Mahomes in his game. He's not as big or as thick as Patrick Mahomes. But, man, the ball comes out quick. And more importantly, it comes out on time. So I'm a big fan of him and his demeanor. And I think Oklahoma is poised for potentially some very big things this year.
I talk about this all the time. There was an NFL scout, Deshaun Watson's freshman year, made a big impression on me because I hadn't thought about this in the past until he mentioned it. But what he loved about Deshaun that freshman year was he anticipation. And he says throwing the ball on time means a pre-snap read and a post-snap read. And sometimes those are changed. Yes. We disguise an awful lot. But he said Deshaun is able to anticipate. Is that something, is that a word that you can use to describe the material? Because if it comes out on time, a lot of times that is the case. Would you use that word about Mateer?
Yes. And so it's funny that you mentioned that because, you know, my time at ESPN the last 10 years, you know, I've worked with my fair share of quarterbacks and first-round picks and, you know, guys that had experience with the Patriots and, you know, with the Seahawks and so on and so forth. And working with them, the one thing I've picked up on more than anything is the ball coming out on time. Yep. When you see a quarterback that gets antsy with the footwork, that's patting the football a couple of times, and you just watch a play, and you're sitting there 3.5 seconds in on a 7-step drop, and he's still holding on to the football, more times than not, we've got issues. And with Mateer, it seems like the ball always comes out on time. When I watch Clemson right now, and you hate to say it on this station, and in upstate South Carolina, but when you watch Clemson and Cade Klubnik, ball's not coming out on time. Now, why that's the case, there's a myriad of reasons, right? I mean, we understand it. But for the most part, I'm looking at the quarterback and thinking, okay, when is this thing going to find its rhythm and its groove? And that hasn't happened yet. With Mateer, it happened in January when he stepped foot on campus, and it manifests itself on game day. So, yeah, he's in rhythm. That offense is not going to get worse the deeper we get into the season. I think it's only now starting to find its stride.
In the summertime conversations, I spent a whole segment or two about you can't pat it, man. Don't pat that thing. It's got to come out.
Yeah.
It's got to come out. Yeah.
I'm going to use that tomorrow. Don't pat that
Don't
thing.
Pat it. No, don't pat that thing. All right. So SMU, TCU tomorrow. I want to ask about the end. I want to talk about the rivalry. Let's talk about the two teams first. SMU, they lose a track meet at Baylor, and then they come out so sluggish against Missouri State and have kind of a hangover deal, I guess, before they rebound and win. Obviously, that will not be the case this week. What have you seen from SMU that you didn't see last year in a playoff deal or vice versa? Like, what are you seeing positive or negatively compared to what we saw on the field late last year?
Very explosive. Kevin Jennings, you know, like Mateer, the ball comes out quickly. He's got a variety of different arm slots that he can use. He's a ton of fun to watch. I mean, he's not the thickest quarterback ever, so I think you always, you know, try to make sure if you're Casey Woods and Rhett Lashley that you're keeping him upright. They do have kind of a new offensive line with a bunch of transfers from Oklahoma, Texas, and Arkansas and A&M. So, you know, that group is legitimate, and I think will continue to get better. But they're still very explosive. The game last week, you know, it's a random game. They played at Missouri State. I don't even know where Missouri State is, but they're transitioning into the FBS level, and they were hyped up, and, you know, they trailed early 10-0 and then, you know, outscored them down the stretch 28-0. I don't really put a ton of stock into that game. this game this week, you obviously look at under a microscope because it's a huge rivalry, especially from the SMU side. And, you know, I feel like, you know, SMU was unfairly judged off of a double overtime comeback win against Baylor. You know, it was a home loss for them. But they, you know, had every chance to win it, just couldn't close the door. I think they're a top 25 team, Mickey. I think TCU probably is too. So, you know, we thought that we could get this game. To me, it's the best game in the noon time slot. No offense to Clemson and Syracuse. Clemson has a lot to prove right now. But I think there's going to be a lot of points, a lot of big plays. And, you know, as a play-by-play person, you always get excited for games like this. But SMU, I think, is purely capable of getting close to 10 wins again this year, being in the mix. Schedule's a little bit more difficult with Clemson and Miami on the slate this year, but it's still a pretty good team and some new faces and a young team that I think is trying to figure things out along the way.
Other side of the football, Josh Hoover, we know about him. He's off to a good start. They look really good in Chapel Hill. And, boy, Bud Clark, man, a ball hawker at safety. This guy's been there since you started your broadcast career 20 years ago, it seemed like. But a team that really from a – I thought they looked physical against North Carolina. I thought the lines of scrimmage looked pretty good against North Carolina. Now, I don't know what that means because it was just one game in North Carolina, but what have you seen from TCU? What do you expect tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they scored 41 unanswered against Bill Belichick in that season opener on that Labor Day night in a game in which nobody was talking about TCU. Everybody was afterwards. And, yeah, Josh Hoover's probably the least interesting quarterback in the FBS ranks right now. I mean, just because he just goes out and throws for 300 yards and doesn't do anything flashy. He's not Mateer or Kevin Jennings with the arm. He was three-star guy coming out of Heath, Texas at Rockwell High School. And, you know, he's good but not great, but he just gets the job done. You know, people forget TCU played for a national championship, what was it, 2 years ago. And now Hoover led them to 9 wins last year, and they bring in some transfer guys at wide receiver, Jordan Dwyer from Idaho, Eric McAllister from Boise State. And I mean, it looks a lot like the team that you think it would under Sonny Dykes, where they're going to score about 40 a game. And you mentioned Bud Clark, a three-time team captain, had the pick six against North Carolina that changed the entire complexion of that game. And they're solid. I mean, they're solid across the board. And, you know, I think they're definitely a contender in the Big 12 based off what they did against UNC. They're, you know, can they be in the playoff conversation in the Big 12? Come November, I don't see why they can't, especially with Hoover's experience and, you know, all those things. So, you know, Sonny Dykes has been there and done that before, and I think this team looks pretty explosive again, and it's a rivalry. The Iron Skillet, the last time they're going to play for the Iron Skillet for the foreseeable future. So that gives this game a little added juice, I think, tomorrow too.
Added juice that Dykes was at SMU and left. Now, he left an American Athletic Conference team to go to a Big 12 team. Had he known, I'll ask you this, Roy Philpott, now that you know the SMU's in the ACC, what's a better job now? Because at the time when he left, I think he did the right thing. First, I'll ask you that. Did he do the right thing?
In that moment, you and I would have done the same thing, right? I mean, we would have, because you're going to the Power Four and exiting, you know, whatever league SMU was in before. I guess the American, I forget. It's so many different so many different leagues. Yeah, I mean, he made the right call then. This game last year, Mickey, he got ejected in the third quarter. SMU put up 66 points on TCU last year at home, and Dykes got ejected when a touchdown was nullified. And the crowd there over at Ford Stadium is just giving him the business, if you know what I mean, Ron Cherry style. He made the right call then, but this game has all kinds of, like, hidden stories like that. Dykes, a former SMU coach, left 4 years ago, and then now gets TCU to the national championship game, and meanwhile SMU transitions into the ACC, and Rhett Lashley, who was hired by Dykes, I believe, you know, the head coach, and I think he's going to be a pretty big name with some of these coaching searches happening already. That just gives a little added spice, I think.
All right, have you had Lashley and have you had Dykes?
Yes and yes, big fan of both.
Okay, you know, I got to ask you this. If me and the missus are hosting, do I want to host the Lashleys or do I want to host the Dykes for the barbecue?
I mean, gosh, probably, boy, I don't feel comfortable saying this. This is like you asked me, like, pick between Army and Navy last year.
Yeah.
It makes me want to crawl out of my skin. A slight lean towards Lashley, you know, maybe just kind of more in the wheelhouse a little bit. Like, you know, I met his wife and some of his family before. They're very accessible. But truth be told, like Sonny Dykes, you know, he'll answer any question and just give you non-coach speak, which I really respect. Lashley's probably just somebody that maybe I would be more inclined to go with down here in Deep Element and have an ice cold one. You know, yeah. It just seems like it. You know, that would be easier to do than with Sonny Dykes. And I don't feel good about saying that. I don't appreciate you putting me on the spot like
well,
that.
Well, that is my litmus test, though. Like, who do yeah. I want? Because, look, I'm not talking about having one beer. I'm not having a cup of coffee. I'm talking about they're at my house. It's a three-hour night. You know, like, I could get along with anybody for 15, 20 minutes. But 3 hours. So that's my litmus yeah. test, you know?
Yeah, it would be Lashley, just a slight lean. But I may change that answer after talking with Sonny later today. Hey, the good news is, like, this is a unique situation for us because the two schools are so close.
Yeah.
We can go visit on campus at both sites and both staffs today here in the Metroplex, which I really like that. It's not easy. So we're staying in Fort Worth. We got to drive to Dallas like an hour away, then drive back over here. And so that part is a little challenging logistically, but it's great to be able to meet both staffs right there in their home stadiums and on campus. That's nice.
All right. Well, let me ask you this then. I'll ask an easier one. Would I like the TCU campus? Would I like the SMU campus, the Ford Stadium, or TCU is – what's that stadium? Anyway, what would I like better? Would I be a fan of TCU or would I be a fan of SMU right now?
So, all right. So my perspective here is unique because I lived in Dallas
yeah.
and worked – close to University Park there in downtown right before I started in sports media. You are a Fort Worth individual. You're okay. not a Dallas guy. And, like, that's a big thing in this game. Like, Kevin Jennings grew up in Dallas, ended up becoming the SMU quarterback, and, you know, he's not a Fort Worth guy. Josh Hoover is the exact opposite. He's been on the record and has been quoted as saying, you know, he doesn't really love Dallas. Like, he likes the gateway to the West in Fort Worth. So, you know, Dallas doesn't really think about Fort Worth. Fort Worth, I feel like, is always trying to prove that it's, you know, the best version of DFW, of the Metroplex itself. So, but Mickey Plyler, you might as well have been born in Fort Worth.
Okay.
You're Fort Worth through and through. It's funny, like, when I lived in Dallas, I never really visited Fort Worth, but I'm probably more Fort Worth than Dallas, the more that I think about.
I don't have any Botox. Like, I don't have any plastic in me anywhere. So, yeah, I'm more of a Fort Worth guy. I'm going to leave you yeah. with one that you probably thought of, and I might be giving you too much credit on this. But one of the most interesting parts of this rivalry is that they both play in stadiums that could be named after presidents, but they're not. Carter Stadium and Ford Stadium.
Yeah.
But they're neither one named after Gerald or Jimmy Carter. Like, it's like, I would think, when I first heard Gerald Ford Stadium, when I first heard Carter Stadium, I'm like, oh, yeah, Jimmy Carter Stadium or Gerald Ford. No, it's not. I don't know who Amon G. Carter is.
Amon G. Carter was Mr. Fort Worth. He started the Star Telegram newspaper and was kind of like, I don't want to say directly opposed against Dallas, but kind of. So, yeah, I mean, the vibe in this game, like, you can just go back and look at him and his life and what he did. And that's just kind of the undercurrent of everything here for these two old Southwest Conference rivals. So we're pretty excited to get this game. It should be a ton of fun. Probably a lot of points.
Like, you could tell, like, a Clemson person or a South Carolina person grew up in the state. Like, you grew up in Columbia, and you know a difference in a Clemson person and a South Carolina person. You're telling me there's a difference in a TCU person and an SMU person.
Probably you and I have had this conversation. I do think what you said about Clemson and South Carolina is accurate. And ironically, both me and you grew up in the Columbia area
and then
ended up going to school to Clemson. So
right.
we kind of know. I don't know if it's like that with SMU, TCU. My guess is it probably is. But I'm not even comfortable having this conversation on the radio right now. This has been a very uncomfortable interview.
Where are you next week?
So next week we're going to be in the ACC. It's either Louisville at Pitt or Georgia Tech at Wake Forest. We don't know which one yet.
I can't wait to talk about it. I will be I'll have to put the game tomorrow on the tape or go to the ESPN app. But, I always go back and listen to it and watching it. The Philpott games are always the best. And you're going to have some exciting game again this week, so that'll be good stuff for you. Thank you, my friend. Enjoy your homecoming to Texas. You going to barbecue?
I don't know if I have time. Like, one of my favorite burger joints is right there in Deep Ellum near SMU. It's called Angry Dog. I'm going to try to hit that. I don't know if we have enough time.
You're telling me the Big Dog's going to the Angry Dog. All right.
Pretty much, yes. Yeah. Great spot. Great spot on the circuit for a burger and kind of a dive joint in Dallas.
Enjoy your trip. Safe travels. We'll talk to you next week.
Yep, you got it.
All right, buddy. Roy Philpott, ESPN Play-by-Play Voice. Final segment after this.
It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tatas shirt is now available for pre-sale. Every purchase helps support the All-In Foundation in the fight against cancer. But we need your help. To make this year's auction our biggest ever, we're asking for high-end item donations. Do you have a vacation rental, a unique experience, or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate? Your contribution is 100% tax deductible. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All-In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them. They have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. And that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
A fan favorite for almost 4 decades. Tigertown Graphics has been designing and printing t-shirts in downtown Clemson since 1988. Looking for a vintage vibe with a modern twist? Check out our latest collection of classic styles and current concepts. Find us at 360 College Avenue or shop online anytime at tigertowngraphics.com. For 37 years, it's where Tigers get their stripes.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take 2 or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
Your family will delight in the locally sourced beef and other foods from AMPM Farms. Their beef is raised naturally with no hormones or vaccines, making its way from the pasture to their source. Along with vendor and farm products from 70 vendors, they offer the very best in local food choices. Platt and Ashley Moore and their team invite you to AMPM Farms, 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and next to Farmhouse Tacos in Traveler's Rest. Online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
The show continues after this quick timeout. Man, we're really having a great show today.
You know it. Hey, you coming to my house for the game?
No, because your toilet always backs up, man.
Yeah, but I'm calling Ace.
Okay, it was like 82 degrees in your house last time, and we kept popping that breaker.
That's why I'm calling Ace tomorrow.
The hardware store? I mean, you can't even use a screwdriver.
No, Ace, the one in the white and blue trucks.
Oh, right on. Okay, we're back.
For plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, visit acehomeco.com.
Strong industries build strong communities. For over 35 years, Industrial Motor Service has kept the upstate's factories, farms, and utilities running, powering everything from clean water to packaged goods to everyday essentials. Trusted by the region's leading manufacturers, IMS repairs and replaces critical equipment, motors, pumps, and gearboxes of every size. Because when industry thrives, our community thrives. IMS, keeping the upstate moving. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan, featured products, or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments including pills, chews, and more. 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
Ready? Ready?
Saturdays in the South start right here with college football talk all summer long on The Roar. Part of the ESPN family.
Final segment of the week. Where did this week go? Well, I know where it went. First, the first part of the week we spent talking about Clemson and Georgia Tech, and then Dabo Swinney.
Yeah.
Had we talked about Syracuse? Syracuse had a lot of injuries though, right?
We play a game this weekend.
Yeah, I know. They're actually going to play a game tomorrow. Looking forward to that for sure. Sam and Ashley both. One of the most impressive things about doing this job is that over the last 28 years, I've met some of the most interesting people who are so smart about things that I have no clue about. And when I met the folks over at American Doormasters, like, I didn't know anything at all about dock levelers, about edge of dock levelers, about bumpers and shelters and dock seals. I knew nothing about that. And I'm glad that God has made people that do know about those type of things and do know about door springs and do know about those motors. And I got something coming up for you, Sam, here in a minute, but like how the panel replacements and the motor replacements and the garage door tune-ups and all that stuff, cable repair, they do all that. American Doormasters, call them 990-3075, 990-3075. All right, Sam. Tell me if you are going to veto this. If you veto this, I'll call a neighbor over. So my mower doesn't stop working, right? It cranks, but it won't stay cranked.
Okay.
And so it's a push mower. I don't have to push it. It's a, what do you call that? Where it sells, self-propelled. Yeah, self-propelled. Anyway, but it won't stay cranked. And so my father-in-law's out with me the other day, and he's spraying some primer on there, and the primer stuff works. And so, yeah, I got some gas issues, gasoline issues. So I'm watching the video. And then ordering this jet part that I think is going to fix it. Sam, you think that I can take off the carburetor and replace this deal? Like, you think I can do it? Like,
I believe in you.
You think I can? I'm not very technically inclined.
I have no idea, but I believe in you. I don't know if that's in your bag or not, but I believe in you, Mickey.
I watched a 60-minute YouTube video. I think I can do this. I've ordered the part.
You can find anything you need on YouTube. So I think with the help of the internet, you can do that.
However, I don't have all the right tools, but I had to borrow some tools maybe.
However, your leash for yourself should not be too long if a neighbor is willing to come do it for you.
One thing I did learn, and I knew this anyway, take pictures of it when you reassemble it.
Yes.
I think I can take it apart pretty good.
Yeah.
But getting everything back in the right deal there. Actually, I'm pretty proud of myself to take the spark plug out wasn't really easy. The normal spark plug remover wasn't really fit deep down in there. And so I had to, you know, get this little ratchet thing going on and configure some stuff. I'm kind of proud of myself that I was able to do that.
I think you can do it. I have faith.
All right. I'm going forward with it then. I'll keep you updated with that next week. See how that works out. Final segment of the week, 654 Roar Deadhead Tiger. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Mickey. How are you, sir?
Blessed. Very blessed.
There you go. Well, I've got faith in you on that carburetor issue. I think you can do it as well.
All right. I hope so. Thank you. I'll let you know. Yeah. I'll keep you up to date.
If not, there's a gentleman that lives off Whitehall Road in Anderson that runs a little small engine repair that is a wizard with small engines. That's who I used to take all my stuff to. So.
All right. I'll get that number from you in case I got to go visit him, put this thing back together.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's old school. I don't even think he has a business number. It's one of those.
All right.
He just does it. There's a bunch of lawnmowers sitting outside of his shop, but it's 2607 Whitehall Road.
There's a guy. I'm going to mention this, Deadhead Tiger. There's a guy in Seneca that I used to take my stuff to that I hope he's still living. He's the most interesting man in the history of the world, and they need – why we don't have a reality television show on this guy is beyond me. But he takes a magic mark. I mean, he takes a Sharpie and writes your telephone number on it, and he's got 10,000 lawnmowers in his backyard. And how he fixes it and when he fixes it, nobody knows. There's no cataloging system of anything. So I'm hoping I don't have to visit him. But it's worth the time. I'll go out there and hang out with him all day long. Small engine repair. That's what I need to get into. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Man, I will agree. Small engine repair guys always end up being engine.
Yes.
It's just an experience.
Yes. But, no doubt.
All right. Couple things real quick. If you're looking for a new Grateful Dead song, it got referenced by Roy Philpott a couple times in that last segment. But Deep Ellum Blues is a great, little bit deeper Grateful Dead song that people don't know very often.
All right. What is it? What is it again?
Deep Ellum Blues.
Deep Ellum Blues. All right. I got it.
Anyway, the point of my call from earlier, you talking about like kids and rooting for teams and whatnot, which also I just did it. I think with root, if you say rooting, that's acceptable. If you try to say rooting or you should root for a team, not as much, but rooting, I think works.
All right. So the IN apostrophe works.
That's my opinion.
Okay.
Who am I? I'm just a guy.
No, you are the opposite of Sam. You're a Southerner that has been displaced in the North. He's a Northerner that's been displaced in the South. So,
yep.
Okay. True. All right. Rootin'.
And what a great lead-in to my original reason for calling in. You're talking about children and pulling for teams and whatnot. Our town's about 3,000 people. It's a pretty small town up here. And I can assure you we're the only Clemson family in town. And it's actually kind of fun being the outlier because nobody hates on you. Everybody will talk to you about your team. Everybody's heard of Clemson. And so we're not in the Michigan State-Michigan rivalry. And so it's just we're kind of known as the Clemson family. We solid orange Friday our kids, send them to school in Clemson gear every Friday. My wife and I wear Clemson gear every Friday, and we're kind of just known as the Clemson family. And so we're in the process of adopting a 5-year-old little girl. She's been in our house since April. It's awesome. Man, greatest experience, equally as fantastic as watching my children be born. So, but anyway, she's been in our house since April, and it made my heart melt the other day when her kindergarten teacher wrote us a letter, in fun, wrote us a little note telling us that she had gotten into a heated argument in class with another student over who was better, the Clemson Tigers or the Detroit Lions.
That's the best, man. That is awesome. I look, you made my day. Adoption, I've got some friends of mine that just did it, and it's amazing. And I've got some other friends of mine, they've got three other kids, and then they welcome this brother or sister in. I think that's awesome. And I want to lean on you to keep me up to date with how it's going and how she's doing. And but it sounds like she's getting an awful good indoctrination right there, right off the bat. That's great.
Oh, yeah. We've got pictures of her at Howard's Rock already.
That's great.
Oh, yeah, we are converting people up here to Clemson fans. We've had a couple family friends up here be like, you got to tell your kids to leave my kids alone. They're starting to pull for Clemson these days.
and especially, I will pull for Clemson every time they play the Detroit Lions. So that's good.
Yeah.
That's great stuff.
Oh, me too.
Hey, man, keep me up to date with it.
All right, will do. Have a great Friday, and go Tigers.
All right, buddy. I had a full bank. I only got about 30 seconds, but my friend Russ checking in. How you doing, friend?
Yeah, well, and when I hear about you working on a Briggs and Stratton,
yeah,
it just comes to mind of the scene where he says, "Carl, Mickey brought that lawnmower in today. Can you see what's wrong with it? It ain't got no gas in it."
No, I've checked the gas. I'm going to siphon the gas to make sure it's not the fuel. That'd be part of it because I would drain it because I got to drain the fuel line and all that too. So yes, ain't got no gas. That's me, buddy.
Go Tigers. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Russ. I appreciate the phone call. Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent, 292-3001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Brad Hughes Insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. I apologize for everyone that I couldn't get to today. Sam, skip the music because we're out of time. Two-minute drill. What do you have for me?
Two-minute drill. Once again, playoff picture of baseball, very, very fun. Fun things happening, very close. A lot of teams involved. If you're looking for something to watch, if college football ends and you're bored, a lot of good baseball on right now. Sorry if you're a Braves fan. That does not include you, but I need the Braves to win this weekend. So for the next 3 days, this is the one time you will ever hear me say this. I am an Atlanta Braves fanatic.
I see you're doing the chop. Like
I'm doing the chop in here.
Your triceps are sore from chopping all
day. I've got the red and white or the red and black polyester pants on. They're playing the Tigers this weekend. Please win.
Nice. Nice. Ashley, your very first two-minute drill, what do you have for me?
Yeah, so obviously all I can think about is the Syracuse-Clemson game tomorrow. I'll be tailgating. I'll be going to the game. The question that I have is, are they still going to be a threat in the ACC after this game? Are they going to be able to clean up their mistakes and prove that they're the standard that we think they are? It's all I'm thinking about. I'm excited.
I can't wait. Can't wait. Noon tomorrow for sure. My two-minute drill, Eric Newton, EricNewton, EricNewton.com. Greenleaf, just a mile from campus, $1,300 a month right now rather than $1,700. Do it right now, though. You got to take care of that saving money at Greenleaf. We're really good property. EricNewton.com, Tiger-Properties.com. Let them take care of you. My two-minute drill, let me think. Scott Reimer, Josh Williams, Chase, Tyler, and Peyton from Reedy Lanco, and then Roy Philpott, the big dog. Ashley, great job. Have a great weekend for
Thanks
sure.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Anytime. Sam, great job. I'll see you on next Wednesday.
Barrios, Tricky Boilers, 26.5 tomorrow. Book it.
All right. And also get phone calls because of Manchester United and Chelsea. Have a great weekend. More Point 2 tomorrow for Center Hill Radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.